W8FU. FHCWF from W8FU. And John? I think I might have doubled with somebody.
CFHCWF, good morning, Sean.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you saw my message. I'm interested in a couple of things.
Yeah, I saw that. You let me know. I can either see about getting them to breakfast next week or possibly even today.
Okay, sorry about that. I was at the drive-thru. Yeah, okay. I just, like I said, I'll shoot you a text or something like that go from there. But, yeah, a lot of worthy... Very, very lot of worthy stuff.
Well, according to the guy, this guy was a little bit eccentric in the way that if he found something that he liked, he bought two or three of it, so he always had a spare. So that's probably why he's got so much stuff that's doubled.
All right, I'll shoot you a text or something in particular. There's probably a half a dozen things, but like I said, gotta be a good boy. And I'll shoot you a text or something. I just wanted to see, are you at work or are you on your way still? And that one got noisy, but everyone before that was rock solid.
Because I'm in the plant. Yeah, I'm at work today.
All right, just heading to breakfast, so have fun. Don't work too hard. I'll be at a few.
KFHZWF.
W8FU, KE4ZYQ.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Sean. You're going to the breakfast, which I've never made due to circumstances beyond my control. Tell everybody hello for me. I think most of the people there probably heard my call sign one time or another. But, yeah, I hope you have a good breakfast. And weather's not too bad, a little cool, but hey, that's that time of year, right?
Yes, it is. I'm not sure. We had a little incident yesterday that may not... lend itself to me breaking loose, so we'll see.
Well, enjoy the day. I know Mark Clements has their derby racing downtown Mount Clements. They got a breakfast at the fire department down there in Mount Clements, and anybody that's got kids would be neat to go down there if they wanted to have something for the kids to watch.
Yeah, we got to watch my kid, my grandkid. He got in a really bad accident yesterday on his bike, hit a car, and he's in the hospital. And they released him last night. He's on, and we think he's fine, but we may be just going over there to bug him because they told him no screen. He's usually buried in the screens, and they told him no screen time because he's on concussion watch protocol. They say they don't like the scan if they don't. You know, they didn't think he had one, but because of the helmet being cracked so hard, they were concerned, and so they said no screen time, and he has pain meds because he got banged up pretty good. So that's probably on our agenda, so I don't think we'll be making it.
Oops, sorry to hear about the grandchild, I think you said it was. Yeah, even though they wore a helmet and cracked the helmet, you can get what's called a contre-coup accident, where your brain inside your skull gets such an impact that it bangs against the inside of the skull from the direction that was, you know, it was hit on one side, the brain hits the skull on the inside, and you could have an injury without having a visible injury or even a scratch. So yeah, the brain and what it responds to after an accident, especially movement and impact such as that, you definitely got to watch. And I'm sure they told you all the signs of concern, whether it be overly sleepy, confusion, talking, verbalization, on and on and on, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of serendipitous. That's a bad term. It was kind of weird. There was a neurologist on scene, one of the parents, and they ran over and they could check him out. And they said they initially thought, okay, and they said the same thing at the hospital. They think, you know, he's okay in that regard. But still, you never know. You got to watch. And then plus there was some physical stuff that they are keeping an eye on. In particular, where his bike handlebars jabbed into his groin. That's one of the worst spots they're worried about, aside from the head trauma. So yeah, so he, I think, but honestly, they told us all that, and I think, you know, thank God, I think, you know, he's going to be okay and just a little banged up and sore, and you know, so you know, I'm going to get over there right after breakfast here, and you know, kind of see where we're at in the whole the scheme of things, make sure, you know, everything's good, because it's the 24-hour period, right? So, and of course, no news is good news. I'm sure they'd have called me if they were on their way back to the hospital or something.
Okay, for you, lucky, well, just be aware of any different alterations and things that may not be realized by a novice or a non-medical person. Like I said, if his speech is kind of delayed or has trouble forming words, like normal, if there's vision, if he says anything about his vision, or he can't see something, or something slightly blurry, or like a double vision, if any of his vital signs are altered from what would be more normal, you know, there's a lot of different signs you want to just be aware of, not to be phobic or just paranoid, but, you know, it's important to watch the different vital signs or possible signs of what the injury could have created or done. His, you know, vision, speech, you know, just everything. Even his eye alignment, if he's looking at you and you're looking at his eyes, is his eyes rapidly twitching back and forth and back and forth? Sometimes that's a sign of a brain injury that could have responded later on. So just look at his eyes, and if they're stable, sitting still, they're not twitching back and forth, side to side or whatever, there's many things. But just not to scare you, but just to let you know.
Oh yeah, no, they went over all that. So yep, there. And my kids are pretty good with that. They're you know, they're not pros or anything like that, but they're pretty attentive. So they'll err on the side of caution if they get anything they suspect. I assure you. But yep, good stuff, and we're watching it. But I think we're fine. But hey, that's why you watch them. All right, I'm gonna get inside here, Joe. Catch you later. After yours, W8FU.
Sean, have a good day and a good breakfast, and tell everyone hello if you can or will. But 7-3 for now, KE4G, like you, clear.
W8VD from W8FU.
You looking for me? W8VD. W8VD. Hey, MH Mobile. Hey, DMH Mobile, Traverse City.
KE8TFM.
Lights are on, but nobody's home. Can't see that.
I'm on.
Hello. KE8TFM. How you doing, Dave? Pretty good. I had to figure out where you were at. It was scanning the band. And, yeah, not doing much today. Vacation time is almost over. What are you up to?
I just went to pick up a power supply I bought from someone off Facebook Marketplace. It's a 150-volt, high-voltage lab power supply. So I went and picked that up because that'll come in handy for some of the projects I do. And, now I'm going to go drive to the bow range, shoot for a little bit, and then I'm going to head home, and I got to get some work done today. So that's the plan anyway.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to do yard work today. It's going to be the big project. Take it easy. And, not much has been going on radio-wise. Just listening, mostly, and, I haven't been doing any reach out because there's no lark today. And I swapped out my car, so now I should have put the sticker, the Metro sticker, I should have put it on a piece of plastic. Now I don't have my Metro sticker anymore. I tried to take it off, but it was all the lettering was like coming off. So note to self, use a piece of plastic.
Yeah, I might get out and do some HOTA today, later on today. I was going to go fishing, but my son's really sick, so I don't think I'm going to bother with the boat, so I'll probably go do some HOTA. I was on Harson's Island, I think, 2 days ago. Yeah, I went out there to look at a property, and so I stopped there, and I set up for a little bit, and the bands were pretty rough, but was finally able to make it happen. So, right before the storms rolled in.
Oh, are you actually thinking of buying property over there? And I think they had some, Edmund Fitzgerald event going on over there as well.
Yeah, let's say it this way. I'd like to buy something out there, but it's kind of expensive. I found a lot that the price was kind of too good to be true, so I mainly went because I wanted to see, what was wrong with it, to try and do some learning. Because if if I am able to one day, I want to get a place out there, you know, on the water. And so I went and looked at a lot and had a seawall guy come out and, you know, give me a price on the seawall. But really it was more just to kind of learn, you know, start doing some learning on what to look for and, you know, what kind of mess you get into with properties out there. And it was good. I mean, the guy was really knowledgeable. He kind of helped me out a lot. So I would say I'm browsing. It's something I'd like to have, but don't know that I'll actually pull the trigger on anything anytime soon. Not with kids starting college.
Yeah, it's always the issue there. You don't know what the college prices are going to be. But I was thinking, you know, if you had a property out there, you would be technically in a POTA park. And if you set up a remote station, you could permanently do POTA.
Yeah, I'll be honest. There actually wasn't a lot of good places to set up if you wanted to be in the park boundaries. You know, there definitely wasn't that many good places because, you know, all the good spots are kind of all private land, and the areas where everybody hunts is all marsh, and you got to kind of use a canoe or a kayak, or you got to make a long walk. So it definitely wasn't simple. But I did find one boat launch that was in the boundary that I was able to use. But it is nice out there. I mean, it feels like you went up north, and it doesn't take that long to get there. So it's definitely a cool area for sure.
Yeah, the best place to park is that one by that lake, lighthouse building. There's like a boat launch there to go into the St. John's Marsh. But I think technically it's in two parks there. It's in St. John's Marsh and it's in St. Clair Flats at the same time.
Yeah, that one is a twofer. I've went there a few times actually. I was actually just going to leave Harson's Island and go drive there and set up, but I figured, I was already out there. I never activated on Harson, so I figured I'd just do that because, the overlap, unfortunately, is in St. John's Marsh, so. But, yeah, it was cool. It was a good day, aside from the band being crappy. At least 40 finally opened up, and I was able to get it done, so. Yeah, I think as far as radios go, I bought those SIM card radios, but I couldn't, like, quickly figure out how to get them working, and I've been so busy I haven't picked them back up, so I'm going to try to get those working here this weekend. I bought that two-pack of the kid radio. I forget which one it is exactly, though.
Yeah, I think those are the T100s. Yeah, a lot of us are tinkering with it, and they're not perfect, so don't have your expectations really high on them. They do work when they do work, and you know, anywhere that you have a cell phone service, they're gonna work, right? If you're in an area where there's no cell phone service or the cell phone service is weak, they're kind of hit and miss, but. You know, the price is right, because they were like, I think, $36 a piece or something like that, and they give you a year on the SIM card, and so, you know, after a year, if they're garbage, you're only out $36.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I'm definitely not expecting much out of them, but... It was more that I missed, like, 2 years ago where we were discovering and buying new handheld radios, like, every 2 weeks. And I'm like, I haven't bought any radios in a while. So it was more of an excuse just to buy and tinker with something. But, yeah, I don't really have high hopes for them. But, you know, we'll see. Because the app is kind of clunky, and it's not very, you know, intuitive how it all works. So I think... Yeah, the big problem I have right now is I can't see the Who Cares group on the phone or the contacts that accept it. I can't see them on the phone, so that's kind of where I left off. So, but yeah, it's something to tinker with. I did think the base unit of that radio was actually pretty cool looking.
Yeah, I don't know if that base is compatible with their little network of stuff. And, but as far as the app goes, you just go in there. You have to actually search for the group. I saw your name in there, so I'll see if there's a way that I can, like, search through. But I think you have to do, it has to be set up per device. So you got to go in there with, you know, I would only open one of your devices right now until you figure out what you want to do, you know, what you're going to do. But take one device, and then you'll have to use the app to set up what talk groups or whatever are. So that's what. But, you know, next time you're, just go on the note. I'm usually listening. I can probably walk you through it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's something silly. I just basically, like, all right, didn't work quickly, so my ad, I gotta put this aside for later. I think Eric sent me some instructions, too. So I gotta, but yeah. But they're at least there. They're there, and the app works, so I at least got that far. So, but yeah, all right, well, I'm pulling up, getting up here to the bow range, so I'm going to let you go, and I will chat later, so I'll be clear on your final. KEA, TFM.
All righty, happy shooting, and yeah, I got to get my stuff going on here, so all right, talk to you later. Yeah, be nice.
WG8KLL.
KF8DRC.
KF8DRC, WG8KLL. Good morning, Jack. How are you on this beautiful Saturday?
I just got out of there.
Roger, Roger. How was it? You got your belly full?
I didn't eat too much. I ate a couple of eggs and some ham, and that was it.
That's all right. Sounds good to me. Haven't even started my breakfast yet. Getting ready to. What's your plan today?
But now. Not right now. There's nothing going on now. Till I get home and find out what's the schedule.
Yeah, I love that. You got a nap in store for today, Saturday. Yeah, you got a nap in store for this afternoon, right?
Yeah, you're right about that. I got up at 5 and stayed up. I don't know what happened, but I stayed up. And I said, hey, I ain't going to sleep. Let's go back and eat a breakfast and come back.
Yeah, I stayed up late last night watching the football game, the Chargers and the Chiefs. The Chiefs let me down. The other team, I lost on. I'm 0-2 in my picks this week. We just started our picks. What was the other one I lost on Thursday night game I lost? But, yeah, I gotta straighten out my picks here.
Yeah, well, you gotta eat some of that stuff I gave you. You'll be all right.
Hey, you know, we found some of that baklava. She had a couple of pieces hidden down there in the bottom of the freezer.
A couple of pieces? The whole thing is gone? I don't believe that.
Jack, that stuff's so good. It don't stick around here. I tell you what, that stuff is phenomenal. Yeah, if it's in the refrigerator, it's gone. If it's in the freezer, it's out of sight, but she takes it to work every day, so that's all good.
That's good. That's all good anyhow. No problem at all. Anytime you want. No, I have no problem with that.
Well, 10 meters was opened up last night, huh? WD8KLL for ID.
Tell you one thing about the 10 meters yesterday. It was just unbelievable how many people they were out there. There were a lot of people out there. And you know what? I talked to the guy in Brazil. I talked to the guy in the W7. I don't know. That guy was embarrassed, I believe. He's from the U.S., but he was embarrassed. I was talking to him. And that's unbelievable, you know, what that wire do.
Yeah, I got, I don't know, I got all those guys in Brazil. I sent you and a couple in Canada and that. And yeah, it was open pretty good yesterday. I haven't checked it today, but a friend of mine sent me a text that said 10 meters active, and by golly, I got on there and it was hopping.
Which is good, first time in, since July.
Yeah, I was going to say, July 4th, I think, was the last time.
Oh, yeah, it was July 4th, you're right. Anyhow, I'm almost at my destination. I just got to back up to the driveway. So I'll talk to you a little bit later. KFA-DRC.
Okay, Jack, always a pleasure talking to you. You have a great day. We'll chat at you later. WD8KLL will be clear.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Jack. Have a great day, 73 KF8 PWF, Brian.
KF8 CW, I didn't catch you last, but Brian, hello, my friend. Good to hear you out there. A little bit scratchy and low volume, but I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm at work today, so probably just a little bit of the building interference, and I'll speak up a little bit, and that should help out the volume level. Always good to hear you out there, Greg.
Good deal, Brian. Yeah, I could hear you a little bit better that time. Well, you're making money at least. Somebody's working today making some good money. That's what I'd like to hear.
Yeah, well, evidently they added Warren Truck to the emergency status, so we're hopping right now. At least for the next month or two. All right. Anyways, I just thought I'd jump in there and say hello. I got to get back to work. KF8 DLL, have a great day. KF8 CWF.
Okay, Brian. Yeah, take it while you got it. If you can, things are slowing down, but it's nice to hear Chrysler's still hopping a little bit there. So, all right, Brian, good talking with you. WD8KLL, I'll be clear.
Brian, good to hear you out there. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. Do your best. And go home after that. Relax. KF8DRC.
All right, Jack. Next week, I'm going to try and make the breakfast. We'll see what happens, whether they force me in or not.
KE8 DSI Mobile. K-E-8-W-F-Y, K-E-8-W-F-Y, 88-JL. All right, nothing heard. Never mind. She must not have a radio on. Anyway, driving to Port Huron. Anyone wants to say hi, great. Otherwise, I will be monitoring. 88-JL.
W8VD Mobile.
K8BB.
K8RUH.
Detroit.
WADD.
WADD mobile.
Lotto ticket purchased. Thank you.